This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, June 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ag labor draft bill would expand H-2A. Groups urge lawmakers to act on FSA and NRCS staffing and reorganization criticism. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson calling to broaden the U.S. temporary agriculture worker program under an early draft of a proposed ag labor bill. The measure defines temporary as work contracted for a term of fewer than 350 days without regard to the approved employer's underlying need or nature of the job, that according to the text obtained by AgriPulse. It would make it easier for dairies and other businesses to get longer-term help despite employing temporary employees. The expansion of the so-called H-2A guest visa program has been a divisive issue as farm owners and agribusinesses face ongoing worker shortages that some say have worsened under President Trump's stringent immigration policies. Meanwhile, some Republicans oppose allowing workers from other countries into the U.S. for any kind of employment. Thompson has said the forthcoming bill would be informed by suggestions made in a final 2024 report by the House Ag Committee's Agriculture Labor Working Group. The panel's recommendations include clarifying that H-2A admissions are both seasonal or temporary, and that a, quote, temporary worker admission is based on a requested length of employment of less than 1 year without regard to separately evaluating a farmer's underlying need or nature of the job. That clarification will ensure the labor needs of today's ag industry, including producers, ranchers, livestock markets, indoor agriculture, and forestry, are met, the report said. Politico was first to report on the draft text. A coalition of 123 agriculture and conservation groups is urging Senate appropriators to address staffing shortages at USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service and Farm Service Agency. Reduced staffing levels and office consolidations have created significant barriers for producers attempting to access USDA services, the groups write at a June 9th letter to Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee leaders John Hovind of North Dakota and Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire. They're calling for adequate FY27 funding to prevent further office closures. The groups are also urging senators to adopt House-passed language that would block the permanent relocation of country-based employees if it would leave an office with two or fewer staff. Signatories span major farm and conservation organizations, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Farmers Union, International Fresh Produce Association, the Nature Conservancy, Environmental Defense Fund, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, and the National Milk Producers Federation. The letter cites USDA data showing more than 20,000 employees left the department between January and June 2025, including 22% of NRCS staff, 24% of FSA employees, and 7% of FSA county office personnel. For many American agriculture operations, timely access to USDA staff and resources can directly impact whether an operation remains financially viable during periods of economic stress or weather-related losses, the group say. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. 51 ag research and commodity groups are expressing concerns about USDA's plans to reorganize its research agencies. In a letter to the chairs of the House and the Senate Ag Committees, the groups warned that the permanent closure or significant downsizing of ARS labs, quote, would represent an irreversible loss, not just of physical infrastructure, but of ongoing research programs whose value compounds over time. They point out that during previous 2019 relocation effort, between 40% and 60% of staff at the Economic Research Service and the National Institute of Food and Agriculture chose to depart rather than relocate. The groups also are worried about staffing losses that occurred last year, noting that many vacated positions have not been refilled. They say there have been delays in the distribution of federal research funding, quote, disrupting ongoing research projects, forcing reductions in university research workforces, and causing researchers to lose critical momentum on multi-year projects that directly support farmer productivity and rural economies. The groups include the National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Farmers Union, National Potato Council, the Soil Science Society of America, among others. Mexico is temporarily suspending imports of live animals from the U.S. amid recent detections of New World screwworm in Texas. That, according to Mexico's Agriculture Ministry, the restrictions include U.S. cattle, horse, swine, sheep, and goat exports, according to a notice on the Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service website. APHIS yesterday announced a new detection in a calf in LaSalle County, bringing total NWS cases now to 6. Probationary employees at the Agriculture Department separated at a rate of nearly 42% in 2025. That's compared with a 30% separation rate for the department's overall workforce, according to a new Government Accountability Office analysis. USDA saw around 6,380 probationary employee separations in 2025. That according to a report released by the GAO yesterday. Overall, USDA saw a total of 24,597 separations for all types of employees, including probationary employees. Separations count the number of employees who have left an agency, including terminations, resignations, retirements, and transfers to other agencies, that according to the report. The Center for Biological Diversity is suing the Fish and Wildlife Service for failing to meet its statutory deadline to decide whether to protect western ridge mussels under the Endangered Species Act. Western ridged mussels were once found in freshwater spanning northward from San Diego County, California to Canada, but have lost 43% of their historical distribution, the lawsuit says. The Xerce Society, a nonprofit, submitted a petition seeking ESA protections for the mussel in 2020. FWS issued a 90-day finding in 2021, concluding that protection, quote, may be warranted for the mussel, but did not issue a required 12-month finding, which could result in a proposed listing, according to the lawsuit. Here's today's final word. Conservation programs such as EQIP and CSP continue to experience demand that far exceeds available funding, while programs like CRP help preserve environmentally sensitive land and provide economic stability for producers. Reducing staffing capacity threatens USDA's ability to effectively deliver these programs and support producer participation. That a letter from 123 groups to Senate Agriculture Appropriations Chair John Hoven of North Dakota and Ranking Member Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, June 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.